plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is well worth a visit. At the weekends, they have carvery on a Sunday. They've live music right throughout the weekend, and it's just a great place to visit. And if the weather is nice, you can sit outside and watch the world go by. In fact, earlier on, before we started recording today's podcast, sitting outside the White Sands Hotel, you can see a regatta out in the bay, and you have a great viewing angle from the hotel here. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, and as always, we're very, very grateful to them for everything they have done for us on this podcast. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Please highlight this on your show, Adrian, because I'm effing disgusted with what happened. I got reported to social welfare by some nosy see you next Tuesday for no reason. I'm a single parent and I can't work because I have two children under the age of six. I brought them to Salou for their holidays at Easter, paid for with my own money that I saved. And some jealous see you next Tuesday reported me because they thought I was scamming. I don't have time to work, FFS, for fuck's sake. I do a few neighbours' nails a few times a week and that, but imagine being that low that you'd report someone for that. I could lose my social over this. You need to bring this up. And that's from a lady who signs her name Paige. So Paige
so
is...
So she signs her name Paige. That is her name.
Well, I don't know that it's her name.
Look, there she is on Facebook. She didn't lie about
it. Oh, it's actually her name. Okay.
Yeah, it is her name.
Anyway, Paige, thanks very much indeed for your message. So the bottom line is Paige has just returned from a holiday in Salou with her kids. And some nosy parker decided, well, you're on welfare, I'm going to report you. But this nosy parker also knows that she does a little bit of cash in hand work, does a few nails for neighbours, but that's it. Like, that's obviously what pays for the holiday. Your thoughts, please.
She believes, and it's a bit more messy, but she believes that one of the person that reported her is actually one of the women that she does the nails for, which is a bit low, now I have to say.
That is a bit
that,
low.
That you would literally go to someone to get your nails done off them. So Paige does your nails, and Paige tells said woman with lovely new nails, by the way, I was in Salou for 2 weeks holidays, and then you go off and report. People are, okay, cut to the chase. I don't agree with reporting to social welfare, okay? In this instance, she's doing some nails, she's making a bit of money. But I've always said, and I'm not going to change my tune on this one, if you can afford a 2 week holiday while you're on social welfare. And you
it was only 1 week.
One week holiday. If you can afford a 1 week holiday with three people in Easter away to Salou, then there's something. Then the welfare system is probably a bit too generous for you.
Okay, you just after saying in the same breath, you said.
I don't agree with the reporting.
Okay, so do you have an issue with her doing a few nails while she's on welfare?
No, because we've altered it. I'm not going to lie and say I haven't done a gig in the past for cash in hand. Jesus.
Write that down.
Oh, but back in the day, absolutely.
Every DJ has
done a friend's gig or something like that for cash in hand. There's not one person listening, so there's no point in lying. We would all do. In fact, the tradesman was at my house last week looking at something that had to be done in the house, and he gave me two prices. And I said, oh, what do you mean the two prices? And he says, well, the first price is I invoice you for it, and the second price is cash price. Now, the cash price was lower, so we went cash price. So I'm not going to be a hypocrite about it. However, if you can afford a holiday for three to Salou, you're possibly on too much social welfare. That would be my argument.
How do you feel about her doing a couple of nixers while she's on welfare?
It depends how much she's... Now, we have spoken to her. I'm going through all the messages because she sent us an awful lot of stuff. Because we asked her out straight, how many nails does she do a week? I don't even know how much nails cost. Well, if you're to believe my wife, they're only €10, but I don't believe she pays.
I do a few neighbours' nails a few times a week.
Okay, she's getting 8 to 10 jobs a week. Well, how much is that?
I don't know. I don't know how much nails are, but I don't know.
Say they're £30. Yeah. So that's an extra £300.
So that's what paid for the holiday. Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah. Then she can't. Then she doesn't need the welfare.
Oh, so she should sign off welfare. Well, she needs that money.
She's making 300 quid a week. Welfare is there.
Okay, the argument obviously is in this day and age, we do what we can to make ends meet, and she is doing what she can to make ends meet and be able to take her kids on a holiday.
But if some, yeah, but if somebody who is in receipt of social, so somebody, okay, everybody deserves a holiday, but everybody's not entitled to a holiday. It's two different words, okay? Everybody deserves a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every single person deserves a holiday. But if you were on social welfare is not supposed to cover luxuries such as, it's bizarre that you can even tell the Department of Social Welfare that you're going away on holidays. I only found that out. She told me that, by the way. Paige told me that.
That you have to tell them.
But you can tell them. You can literally, if you're getting social welfare, you can literally ring them up and say, by the way, I'm out of the country for the next 2 weeks. That is bizarre.
Because you're not available for work, basically. Job Seekers Allowance.
Well, you should be available for work.
Seekers Allowance means you're searching for work. If you're on a holiday, you're not searching for work.
Well, you should be searching for work or to have your social welfare taken off you.
So do you think she deserves to lose her welfare?
I think she should take one or the other. If she's making... Now, people are all messaging and saying she could be making up to 350 a week. You can't be on your social welfare making 350 a week. Sorry.
350 a week isn't enough to survive on. With two kids, it's not. Simple as that. So, okay. All right. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I won't go into it, but Adrian, thinking of you, and you've got all our support, you've got this.
Thanks very much indeed, Angela. Yeah, so Angela, what did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, sorry, I put up a comment because everyone seemed to be giving out that she was reported for going on holidays. That's not what she was reported for, and that's what my comment was about. She was reported because she's working for cash in hand. Now, as you did the sums there, you would be looking at, you'd be looking at about 30 quid to do a set of nails. Depends on what nails, right? Shellac would be 30 to 35. Other nails could be 50. Now, she said she's doing a few neighbours a couple of times a week,
that's
right?
That's exactly what she said, yep.
What age are her kids?
That's a good question, actually. I don't know what age her kids are.
I should have wrote this down. Let me go back over the messages from Sorry, Paige.
They're 11 and 8, are they?
No, they are 10 and 6.
10 and 6.
10 and 6.
So they're in school.
They're in school, yes.
Right? So they're in school. So between let's say 9:30 in the morning, by the time she drops them up, and let's average it out at 3 o'clock, right? 9:30, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. So that's 6, let's say, give it 5 hours, right? So if she does 3 a day, that's 15 clients a week, right? That's a lot more than 300 quid. You know, she doesn't need to be on the welfare. And the thing is, she's like...
I was just arguing that 350 quid probably isn't enough to live on. It's not with two kids.
I said it's a lot more than that. It's more than that. 10 clients is 350, you know. Plus you have to look at that she's probably getting HAP, she's getting the medical card, she's getting every benefit that's out there, right? And then you have the actual nail artist who is inside in a salon and coming out with roughly that amount and having to pay out their rent, their electricity, having to pay out everything. The other thing I want to pull her on is in her first line, she said she was reported for scamming when she's not scamming. She is scamming. The second she does one set of nails for cash in hand, she's scamming.
Okay.
Now, listen, surviving
on welfare is not an easy thing, okay? This is a woman with two young kids. She says she can't work because she obviously, I don't know, she doesn't have support or whatever to mind the kids. So she's there minding the kids and she's on welfare and she does a bit of cash in hand work. Who doesn't?
She doesn't do a bit of cash in hand work, Adrian, for God's sake. Like, she's 10 clients a week. And what does she say about minding her kids? They're 11 and 6, they're in school. You could easily walk into any salon and get a job for 4 hours a day and get paid for it. You know, declare it. Like, the biggest thing about this is she feels like she's...
Well, if she declares all of that, she'll lose all of her welfare.
Yeah, she'll lose everything. But then that's her own fault. I'm sorry. Like, fair juice to her. Yeah, cash in hand.
Okay, I just don't get...
When you get caught, don't moan about it.
I just don't get... why people would have an issue with, okay, she's on welfare,
I'll tell
fine.
You why, sorry, I'll tell you why. I'll stop you there. I'll tell you why. Because there's people who work their arse off, and by work I mean a paid job. There are people who work their arse off who will not be going on holidays this year, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how?
Oh, right. They can't afford it.
Yeah, they can't afford it.
So people are bitter then. So somebody,
bitter.
Somebody saw
bitter,
her going off on a holiday. Hang on, somebody saw her going off on a holiday, and said, "Well, f you, I'm gonna put a stop to this." That's pathetic.
No, but Adrian, no, it's not pathetic. Let's put it this way, Adrian. If you were sitting inside in that studio now, right, and you went to the accountant and the books were a bit off, and then you found out that for two shows a week, Jeremy was getting cash in hand, would you go mad?
Yeah, probably.
So that's bitter. So why can't everyone else be like that? Why can't everyone else who's working there? I work my arse
off.
So basically
what you're saying is, because she's working, doing Nixers, because she's on welfare, it serves her right being reported.
It does. If that's the chance you're going to take, then you have to take it when you're reported. That's your chance. And I'm sorry, love, don't come up playing the victim. You can't play the victim when you've done wrong.
Okay, stay there for one second. Well, okay, stay there for 1 second and let's find out whether or not other people agree with you. 0858252626 is our number. Where am I going? Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lorraine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. It serves her right being reported, basically.
Why can't people just leave her alone? I'm a single mother and saying it's easy to get a job. It's not that I'm a single mother. I'm a stay-at-home mother. It's not as easy to get a job. You're saying get a job in between the kids in school. It's not that easy. Why can't they just leave her alone? They're all sound begrudging her. So how do you know she hasn't saved for the holiday for, say, a year and put money aside
Because she's on social welfare. She's getting however much a week. And then she's doing Nixers on the side, which will give her about £350 a week extra.
We're all estimating that, though. She never came out and said she got an extra £300 a week.
Well, she's not going to. Hold on.
You're all guesstimating.
Why don't you? Okay. Well, Jeremy's talking to her there. Ask her exactly how much a week extra she's getting. Nobody knows who she is. Let her be honest.
Okay, let me message her now. Sorry, what's the question you want to know?
How much every
week is she making?
Okay.
If she's making £100, fine. That's grand. That's nothing really. But if she's making over £300 extra a week, she's pulling in £600-700 a week.
Ah, she couldn't be pulling in that much a week, could she?
She would be with her dole.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant. Okay, I got you down. Okay.
But what I'm saying, Lorraine, here is, so you're sitting there at home, right, minding your kids, working your arse off to mind your kids. And there's somebody else whose kids are going to school and they are there and they're getting €100 a day. It can be done. If you do three sets of nails a day, you could be up to 90, 100. That's £500 a week. Would you turn around and say, that's all right, fair juice her? And would you let her play the victim? And would you turn around and let her go, you should go mad.
I wouldn't let her.
Because it's a chance you took.
What I'm saying is, Angela, what my point of this is, what is it anybody's business if she's sitting there? As I said, she could be saving for over a year to go on holiday.
She may well have been saving for over a year to take the kids to SLU. But
Lorraine, do you take your kids away?
Do I? No.
Why?
I can't afford to take my kids. I can't afford. I live off my partner's wages.
Yeah. Well, so you're not a single mom.
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I said it wrong at the start. I'm not a single mom. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Sorry. No, that's your business. But do you know what I mean? So you can't afford to go on a holiday, yet this girl who is sitting there getting everything from the government and doing it on the side is able to go off to SLU. Do you not think that's a bit lousy, for somebody who goes into work?
Well, let me ask you, Lorraine, as somebody who you just said you can't afford to take your kids on holidays, does it not annoy you then to hear somebody getting paid by welfare and doing Nixers and being able to afford to go on a holiday and you're not?
Not that it annoys me. I'd never begrudge somebody going away on holiday. People that's going to sit here and say, oh, right, I'm really annoyed you're going on holidays. My point is, we're saving up to go away and it is going to take us the guts of a year to go away. But what happens if she, say, you all estimate she's making the extra £300 and saying she's getting £600-700 on the social week? That would annoy me if she's getting £600-700 when I'm living off my partner's wages because I'm not entitled to anything because of my partner's wages.
That's what I'm saying, Lorraine. Would that not annoy you? Because I will tell you, whatever price she comes in with, she's getting at least double it.
Okay, we're not going to get that answer because she just... Now, I don't know if I can read out this message. Don't take offence. Don't take offence to this, Angela. But the reply to her back, I asked her the question, or asked her the question you asked me to ask her, and she says, tell that nosy cunt to mind her own business.
See, but then why put it on a podcast if she didn't want other opinions? No, if she didn't want other people's opinions.
Well, that's true. But in fairness, if you ask me how much I earn a week, I wouldn't tell you no more than that.
Yeah, but the difference is you're not...
She's the one that brought up the conversation. She's the one that...
I can't force her to give me the answer, lads.
No, I'm asking you to force her. My point is, if she didn't want to say how much she's earning, she's given out about, as Angela said, doing the extra mixers.
Okay, what's the minimum? What's the minimum she could be making doing 10 nails a week?
It depends on how much she's charging.
Okay, but what's the minimum?
I'd say 300.
Okay. Yeah, that seems fair.
Charging 30 a week.
But again, Angela, she contacts us because she's annoyed that somebody squealed on her, basically. You're saying if she wasn't doing it, then nobody would be able to squeal, so it serves her right.
That's it. That's a chance you take. It serves her right. That is a chance she takes and fair juiced her, because up until right now, she's earned a load of money as far as I can see, because she's... The way I look at it is, if she was being legit, she would have turned around and said, I do 4 a week, which gives me an extra 120. But she's not. She's not telling how much she's doing a week, because she's earning a lot more than that.
But she's not the only one. There's hundreds. As Jeremy said, he had a tradesman in the other room. But what happened to just live and let live? Leave her off. She's not harming anybody.
Because she's coming on playing the victim.
My point of it is just leave her, let live. It's no skin off my nose.
I wouldn't report anyone. I wouldn't. It's like, that's the chance you're taking, that's fine. I wouldn't report anyone. But my whole thing is, don't come on bitching and moaning and calling me a see you next Tuesday for saying you got caught.
I don't agree with that. Don't come on and skip out when someone disagrees with you. If someone disagrees with you, don't come on and bitch and whinge. But at the same time, I do see her point. I do see her point to a certain degree. It's like, just let live and let live. Leave her off.
Yeah.
She brought her kids on holiday.
Don't play the victim. Stop playing the victim. You got caught.
No.
You know?
Well, that's true.
Well, let me ask you, Lorraine, how do you feel about the person who squealed on her, basically?
I just think that's a nosy cunt. That person has nothing better to do than sit there and probably look out her window. And she's probably not the only one she's reported. She's probably reported everyone in her estate that's on social.
All right, do me a favour. Stay in the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. John will annoy some of you after you listen to this voice note that was sent in to us just a couple of minutes ago.
Lads, I hope social throw a book at her. Fed up with scroungers in this country. We only had a podcast here the other day about Ukrainians. This is the exact same thing. If you want to work, pay your taxes. If everyone decided not to pay your taxes, there'd be no roads, there'd be no lights, there'd be no hospitals, there'd be no nothing, no ambulances, no fire brigades. So I'll throw the book at her.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks, Catherine. Well, what did you want to say on this? How do you feel about this woman being ratted out for doing a few nixers and taking her kids on holidays?
I think it's really, really sad, the state of the world we live in, that somebody can begrudge somebody. It's a mama bear instinct to provide for your kids, do what you can. So what if she's getting an extra few bob? I know now, like, I've worked all my life. My husband has worked all his life. We pay our taxes. We have a mortgage. These people, why would you actually go out of your way in your day to report somebody that's getting an extra few bob taking their kids for a little treat on a holiday?
Are happy to hear that she's taking her kids on holidays, and kids deserve a holiday, and it's great and all of that. However, a lot of people are really angry. I'm just reading some of the comments coming in. A lot of people are very angry that she's doing it at our expense. And what people mean by that is she's not paying tax, she's getting welfare, so it's at our expense that she's able to afford to go on these holidays.
Yeah, but like myself and my husband, we haven't been able to take our daughter on holidays for the last 5 years. We couldn't afford it because the market has gone up 6 times.
Does it not bug the shit out of you then that somebody who doesn't work, who does a few nixers and claims social welfare, is able to go on a holiday?
A little bit. It's annoying, but it's not my business.
But it's not my business. No, it is your business. Are you?
Why, Jeremy?
Are you a taxpayer?
Yeah, absolutely. My life. Yeah.
Then it's your business.
Because it doesn't affect me as such.
Catherine, let me explain to you how it does affect you, okay?
No mansplaining.
Well, no, it's not mansplaining, but I'm going to explain to you how it does affect you. Because down the line, you could be looking for treatment for a child, you could be looking for a place in hospital for your child, and you find that you don't have that place. Why? Because someone isn't paying the tax they should be paying, so we don't have the... Like, tax goes towards the running of hospitals, the building of roads, all that sort of stuff, as that fella John said a few minutes ago. So it does affect you directly. When people scam, it affects everybody.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, my taxes are paid. I don't know where they're going. They're just paid. It's effectively... You pay your taxes. Apart from that, the issue is this woman. I'm sorry, but I haven't taken my child on holiday in 5 years. If I could do nixers on the side and get extra money, you know, have cash in hand jobs, I'd second do it.
Okay, but do you not see there's something fundamentally wrong with you, a working person? You work full time, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How only in this country could this happen where you have Catherine who works full time, and by the way, I'm on your side, Catherine, she works full time and she hasn't had a holiday in 5 years. Yes, Paige, and apologies Paige, because she's sending abuse here, we'll get your message in a second, Paige. Paige, who doesn't work at all, I mean, do nails isn't working anyway.
It is working.
Of course it's not working.
No, my wife does them for like her sister. And
no,
stuff like
no, no,
that.
Well, she no, does, no. She you have to be trained.
Yeah.
And you have to.
Yeah, no,
there's a skill to it.
Yes, but you're not going out getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning and breaking your ass for 40 hours a week.
But if you're running your own salon,
Paige isn't running her own salon. I've seen my wife doing her sister's nails. She comes over and sits at the table and takes 20 minutes or whatever. So let's not make out that Paige is saving lives in hospital doing 80-hour shifts. The point I'm trying to make, Catherine, is, and I'm on your side, and I'm sure Angela would agree with me, there's something fundamentally wrong with a system where you, on one hand, works your arse off and haven't had to afford a holiday in 5 years, and Paige, who hasn't worked her arse off, can't afford one. That's wrong.
Paige is working her ass off rearing two children on her own.
And that's a fact. That is a fact. She doesn't have that support.
She's working her ass off.
So let me ask you, Catherine, when you hear somebody like Jeremy or Angela who have a big issue with this, Angela even said it serves her right getting caught, basically, being ratted on.
I just think it's very sad. Why would you rat on somebody just because they're doing, maybe they're getting on better than you are, and they can
Angela, this is just begrudgery, basically.
No, hold on a second, okay? Right, so let's say we add up her dole for 12 months, right? For 12 months is about, what, 12 grand a year, right? Mm-hmm. Take four people who are working off the books, right? Getting cash in hand.
Yeah.
Those four people that they're paying for is a nurse, okay? I am going to go really low here now, right? Really fucking low, because this is really after annoying me now, right? Okay. That pays for a nurse. Do you know that there was a beautiful child in Limerick UHL who died, Aoife Johnson, and she died because there wasn't enough staff to diagnose that she had sepsis, and she died in 2 days, right? Now, correct. I know Aoife's parents, right? I know them very much. Mm-hmm. So her scamming the fucking system prevented an extra nurse who can diagnose, who can look after, and that's what she's doing. I'm getting fucking mad. I am getting really mad now because everyone who's doing that, that's what they're doing. They're taking money from the system. They are taking money from hospitals, from fire brigades, from ambulances. Do you know another friend of mine's child died there 2 weeks ago because he got knocked down? Now, he was killed straight away, but it took 40 minutes for an ambulance to get to him. 40 minutes for an ambulance to get to him. And why? Because there isn't enough money in the country to pay for him.
But that's not Paige's fault, is it?
She's not getting just a few bob. She's not getting an extra 50 quid here and there.
Hang on,
Paige. You're listening to me. I hope you're listening to me, Paige, because what you are doing is wrong. And stop playing the fucking victim.
Hang on.
I'm after getting so mad.
Okay, hang on a second. Can I speak?
Sorry. Sorry, sweetheart.
Okay. It's okay. That's not this particular lady Paige's fault. It's so, so sad. It's absolutely devastating. But like, Paige is getting what she's entitled to, in inverted commas. But all she's doing is just, you know, earning more money just to help, you know, boost her money. And she is working full time as a mum. And she's just trying to get some extra money. I think your anger, I understand your anger. I understand your frustration.
But do you know what? I've calmed down now a bit. Sorry for that rant.
Yeah.
But the one thing is, she's not just getting 50 quid on a Saturday night for babysitting, right? She has another full-time job that she is using while her kids are at school. And probably in the evenings as well. I'm averaging that off, like. I'm averaging it off at 300 quid a week. And to say that she wouldn't say how many she does shows. Like, if that was me, I'd turn around and go, I'm doing three extra week, I'm getting 100 quid.
Okay, Catherine, you think what you're hearing here is just begrudgery, do you?
That might be kind of a strong word. Do you know, I just don't understand why someone would be so nasty as to report someone who's trying to make, you know, extra money. Provide for
maybe because of begrudgery, because that person, like yourself, can't afford to go on a holiday.
You know what now? I remember when my daughter was a little baby and my husband used to go to work, and she was a very sick baby. She was very sick a lot. And I just remember thinking to myself, oh my God, how do single mothers, single parents do this on their own? I knew my husband was coming in at the end of the day. I knew I could hand her over and I have great respect for single parents, because it's great when there's someone else there. You know, I was never in that position myself, thankfully, but it's really, really difficult. So if you can kind of,
you think people should just chill out. A mother is trying to provide for her children, and yes, she's doing a bit of cash in hand work. So what?
Yeah, not so what. It's just, you know, kind of live a little. You know, don't go reporting people. Like, we're all in this together.
Okay, stay there for a second, because Angela, I've just gotten a message in that I've been asked to read out for to you. It says, Adrian, it's Rebecca here. I am one of Paige's neighbours and a client. And how effing dare that... I'm not reading out that word. I hate it.
Tuesday.
No, worse.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez, I'm not reading that out.
I read it out. You don't mind, do you?
I read it out. Go on.
Okay. How effing dare that geebag Angela say what she's saying?
I love the way, Adrian, you literally didn't say the word fucking, but you'll say geebag. You said effing.
Anyway, say what she's saying. Those kids had a great holiday, and she's begrudging them. She's a sour see you next Tuesday. And Paige only charges €30, so there, she's not rolling in it.
That's what I said. She charges €30. So if she does three clients a day, right, that's €100. Well, 90. So if she does three a day for five, that's 450 quid a week.
Oh yeah, that's a fair bit of money, all right.
You see? Yeah, I can do my maths. And how am I begrudging? I am sitting next to a pool in Spain. How can I be begrudging?
Thanks for rubbing that in.
Yeah, I'm sitting next to a pool in Spain. I'm on my holidays. I've nothing to begrudge over. All I'm saying is, if you take the chance, if you are doing that, don't come on playing the victim when you get ratted out.
All right, good to talk to you, Angela. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy sitting by the pool.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, old geebag. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at that, but it's.
And here's a message from Paige on Facebook. You should get my ex on your show and ask him why he only pays me €70 a week for his kids. Worthless fuck.
Christ, I'm just getting messy.
085-825-2626.
By the way, I'm always sick. No, keep your mouth shut.
What?
I was about to say something. No,
go on, spit it out. You know you want to.
No. It really annoys me when women blame everybody else for the bad decisions that they made and getting into a relationship with a worthless piece of shit.
Yeah, but you didn't know that at the start.
Yeah, you do. You know if a man is going to be worthless or not. You really.
Well, you don't until you get pregnant and then you discover what a useless tool he is.
No, but I'm saying if I broke up with your missus,
I'd say you'd piss off, yeah.
No, sorry, be serious about it. I'd pay money towards my kids.
Yeah, of course you would, yeah.
And sorry, is 70 quid not good? I don't know.
70 quid? No, not really, no.
A week?
Kids cost more than that.
No, I know.
She's got two kids.
Okay, but that's 70.
It's better than nothing.
70 by 4 for sevens. What's 4 sevens?
280 a month.
So that's another 280.
I know, but it's...
It's all adding up.
And he should be paying it.
Should he be paying more?
Yeah, he should be, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Let me bring in Neil.
The country is full of jealous bastards. Full of jealous bastards. If Angela was there getting the money in, all right, and somebody reported her, she'd be gone mad. And the person that reported this person, all right, if they were doing something on the side, they got reported, they'd be the same. The country is full of jealous rap bastards. Excuse the language. It's full of... I can't say it. It's gone to the dogs. That's why neighbours now don't even talk to neighbours, because they're all ratting each other out. And what do they get out of it? Nothing. They get nothing out of it. They think they're going to get this and get that out. Oh, look at what they shouldn't be doing. But if they were getting the money, doing the nixes, someone ratted on them, be a different fucking story. This country has changed completely. It's look after yourself now and your family, and don't look after anyone else. Oh, I have a lovely neighbour down the road. No, you don't. Fucking torn coats, every one of them. Cheers, lads.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Huge reaction to what we're talking about. This is a WhatsApp voice note from Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian. Nice to see he's never changed his tune. A condescending prick, huh? It's not like they're saving lives when they're doing nails. Fair play to girls who go out and do stuff like that. But, Adrian, have you not seen it again? Like, there's boiler rain on. We can't afford shit. We don't begrudge anybody anything. There's that woman on there, Catherine, I think her name is. She doesn't begrudge people. It's just the Dixon fella there. He hates to think of somebody getting something because he has to work 17 jobs and, oh, I have to work this. And how can people on social welfare afford holidays? You're a begrudging little shite, Dixon. That's all you are.
A begrudging little shite, Dixon. Okay, that's all you are.
So did you take the break, or do we need to take the break?
No, it's done. It's all in the bag,
so I can breathe now. Okay, first of all, I'm not begrudging her the holiday. It's nice that the kids had a holiday. I'm having a holiday as well, so I don't begrudge her. Why would I begrudge her? She's getting the same as me. The point I tried to make, Jason, if you actually listen carefully, was I was talking about Catherine there and saying it's disgraceful that someone would work their arse off 40 hours a week and not be able to afford a holiday.
Yeah, but still Catherine doesn't begrudge her the holiday. She thinks she should mind her own business.
Yeah, I begrudge her on Catherine's behalf. And then secondly...
But don't begrudge her on Catherine's behalf. She didn't want it.
And then secondly, Jason, I wasn't looking down my nose on Paige, because I wouldn't do that. Paige is a listener to this podcast. I wasn't looking down my nose on her for doing nails. But I'm saying doing nails isn't open heart surgery. It's not keyhole surgery. But it's not.
Obviously it's not.
You can learn
how to... it's a skill. You couldn't do it.
I could. You can learn how to do nails by just looking up a YouTube video, lads. So let's not. So I'm just saying, you know, she is... I have more respect for a nurse who's working 60 hours a week until their eyes are popping out of their head and looking after us and keeping us well. Having a couple of the girls over and having a cup of tea with them and doing their nails a couple of times a week. Okay? Shut up, Jeremy. You've said too much.
Yeah, exactly. Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how's things?
Good,
how are you?
Good, thanks, Chloe. What did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to say, you know, people are just so, so nosy and so quick to presume, you know, what she's getting from the social. Like, she could only be getting 200 quid a week from the social.
And I'm sure that's, I'm sure that is all she's getting, yeah.
You know, that's not exactly rolling in the dough, like, do you know what I mean? Not in this day and age, it's not. Like, people are means tested. Like, I know she probably is getting the higher rate if she isn't working. But still, like, you know, we are means tested for everything. And first, one of the ladies that commented about the HAP, she probably is getting the HAP. But who's to say that she doesn't have to top up? You know, where is she living? Is she living in Dublin?
Like, she lives in Dublin, yes.
Well over 2 grand a month.
No, the fact of the matter is she probably is getting a lot of welfare allowances. But no more than she's entitled to, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
However,
I work 4 days a week and I get X amount yes, off the social. Like,
yeah, you're entitled to work up to 20 hours a week or whatever.
Yeah, and that's what I do.
But the fact of the matter is she's doing work on the side. That's the bit that's annoying people.
But sure, who hasn't? Who doesn't? Do you know what I mean? Every second person's doing bits on the side. Do you know what I mean? I know plenty of people that do bits on the side and still work full time. Who cares? People are so fucking nosy. It's unreal. And now,
okay, Jeremy, let's just deal with that for one second.
Okay,
everybody
Jeremy,
does a bit of work.
Are you bringing me on this like I'm the tax man?
Everybody does a bit of work on the side. That's really what you're saying.
Yeah, but there's a slight difference between someone who works full time and pays tax and then does something on the side, because at least they're contributing to the tax man, yeah? But if you are on social welfare and your only other source of income is tax-free as well, you're not contributing any. I mean, and Paige, with the greatest respect to you, Paige, she has two children. Those two children are getting free dental care like my kids do, free GP care. All that has to be paid for by somebody. That just doesn't fall off the tree.
Okay, you know well, what about that, Chloe? That at the end of the day, she is contributing nothing to the country.
I understand that. And that's, I was a bit confused on that myself, because as one of the other ladies said, like, you know, her kids are in school for, 5 hours a day. You know, I've two kids under four and I still go to my part-time job 4 days a week, you know, while they're not in school. And I actually have to pay for a childminder 2 days a week. And then on the weekends, they're with their daddy then. But like, I still have to go and pay because that's just the job I'm in. But I'm sure she could easily get like a couple of days in a supermarket or something that, where she won't have to pay for childcare because they'll be in school. But just the job I'm in, it's after school hours.
But the bottom line is you think people should mind their own business.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't turn around. I know a couple of girls, I'm not friends with them, but I know a couple of girls that do this and do that and work 2 days a week and is getting, you know, X amount off the fella for the maintenance and X amount off the social. I go to work, I come home, I close my door. I don't fucking care. Do you know what I mean? I don't care what anyone does. Because, you know, as I said in the WhatsApp voice note, I was reporting myself before, and like, I am an honest person. I work X amount and I get whatever, and I am a single parent. Like, their dad is obviously involved in their life, but like, he doesn't live with me. We're not together, you know. And they reported me because his car was outside my house because he was coming to see his kids and to take them off for the day while I was going to work. Do you know what I mean? Like, people are so quick to presume.
Okay,
like,
so you were reported in the same
because
way.
My car was outside my gaff.
But that's unbelievable. And what do you think it's of people who would actually pick up the phone and
knock on my door to come and look in my house because of it? Someone saying that he has proof to believe that he was living here in my house. I says no. I said, where did you get the proof? And he showed me a picture of his car outside my house. I said, if he wasn't fucking coming to see his kids, he'd be giving out. I said, he's coming to see his kids, these are still giving out.
But there are a lot of fathers who are actually living in the house when they say they're not living in the house. I can name
but that's not the case here.
No, I'm not saying that is
the case. That is true.
Yeah, and they're ruining it for the rest of you.
And I don't, I know someone that whose fella does live with them, and they've three kids and she's claiming whatever, but like that, I'm not going to go around and start ringing up the social. It's none of my business. I don't care.
But it is your business because, you know, she's taking money out of your pocket that could be, I mean, you're doing things the right way, you're doing things the honest way, and she's not. Now, I'm not saying you should report her because snitches get stitches and all that.
Exactly.
But
karma, what goes around comes around. I don't want anyone knocking on my door. That doesn't have to be knocking on my door.
I know, but I'd rather you were pissed off with her over rather than saying, you should be pissed off with her over.
Well, as I said, it's a full circle. I don't need bad karma for reporting someone. You know, I don't need anyone else knocking on my door. That doesn't have to be
come here, knocking. Was it the Department of Social Welfare that knocked on your door?
It was the social welfare,
Do they have the power to go into your house and see if there's a fella living there?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
If you're declaring that you're living alone or with your kids, yes, they do.
And does he ever stay over for the night or whatever?
No.
Oh, it's one of those relationships. Never. Jesus, sorry. I'm sorry I asked now.
Stay there for a second, Chloe.
No,
she's telling the truth.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And she'll stay with him and he lives at home and they have their own little space there and he stays over and I could go out and collect them or he could drop them back to mine. Like, depends if I'm working on the weekend or not, I'm working.
And does he pay? I don't want to know figures because it's your private. Does he pay money towards your child?
Yeah.
Are you happy
with the two of them, yeah.
Are you happy with the amount?
Yeah, it's grand, yeah.
It's only grand.
You know, he pays for grand. Whatever they need out in his own house, so that's half the battle.
Okay, so the facts of the matter is he is paying as well, which is good. Yeah,
because they would be with me, like probably 90% of the time, anyways, because he works Monday to Friday, so I have them on my days off, and then so I might get one day off at the weekend, and
yeah, fair enough.
You know, he won't have them.
So, are you eating crisps while talking to us?
No, the young lad is here with a bag of brioche buns.
Why is she? How rude is she eating when she's talking?
A bag of brioche buns. Stay there for a second, Chloe. I want to just bring in Jess on this. Jess, you've been annoying an awful lot of people on our Facebook page. What did you want to say?
What am I never annoying people?
Well, that's true.
No, they just don't like what I'm saying. I just think fair play to whoever reported it, because I did the same. I'd have way more respect for her if she was doing things the way that Chloe is. She had a certain amount of hours, a certain amount of days. I'd actually have more respect for her then. But because she's doing nicks or this and claiming everything and more or less just being the world's best tax evader, like, no.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, it serves her right being squealed on, basically. You have more respect for the person who actually picked up the phone and ratted on her than you do for her.
Yes, tough shit.
Well, Chloe, what do you say to that? Tough shit, basically.
I don't know. People have little to nothing to worry about if they're off ringing the social to be reporting anyone. That's the way I look at it. You know, I could report plenty of people around my town, you know, and I'm not, because, as I said, it's full circle. It'll come back to bite me in the arse when I don't believe it.
I don't believe in all that karma crap. I don't believe in all that.
Okay, but you be aware of the expression, snitches get stitches. In other words, you don't rat on people.
Yeah, and you don't bring shit into your own doorstep, meaning don't be a fucking tax evader. If she works in the salon a couple of hours when the kids are at school, or a couple of days and then get called by the social worker for the other days, like I said, I'd have way more respect. It's not like she has to, it's not like they're creche age children and she has to worry about childcare. They're under six, they'd be in fucking primary school. What's the excuse for not working in the salon those couple of hours?
So you think, as with Angela earlier on, you think it serves her right being squealed on?
Like I said, tough shit. You made your bed, you made your choices. Now they're coming back at you.
All right, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Dara.
Harry, I just think anyone that has a problem with that is a begrudger and is pissed. I don't agree with taxes, even though I fucking pay enough of them. I got taxed today $2,000 out of my paycheck. $2,000, lads. I think taxes, and this is a criminological concept as well, are modern day slavery. It is modern day slavery because it's basically you're working for a portion for free for the government out of no free will of your own. You're forced to do a certain amount of free labour for the government, which you don't get to determine your taxes. And I just think the working man gets screwed on everything. So, yeah, I understand the people that are working are probably pissed if someone like her is getting cash in hand and claiming. I've personally never been on social welfare, but anyone that can work a bit on the side or is self-employed, all those people don't claim half the taxes that they earn. And I think, yeah, we should pay a bit, but I think it should be absolutely the least amount possible to maintain the infrastructure and the roads and all that shite. But I think we pay way too much as taxes in this country. And I think get rid of it. Right. Controversial opinion.
Certainly is, Dara. Get rid of it. Just pay for the roads and that shite. Don't forget the hospitals and everything else that we've to pay for. It's not just roads and shite. Jonathan!
Well, lads, he's saying she's not paying back into the system. But other than Dolly, if this girl is out shopping and spending money on clothes and all for our children, she's been taxed out of existence and she's putting that money back into the economy, and around we go. Like I said, talk about wasting money in this place. It's wasted everywhere. Everywhere. She's going to raise her children. Give the lady a bit of a break.
All right, and finally, Tara.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I agree with that girl doing a little bit of nails on the side. Like, she's not really doing any harm to anybody. I'm a single mother myself, and I was working 15 hours, and I declared everything to the social welfare and the council because I'm in a council house, and the council put my rent up an extra €50 based on the 15 hours that I was working. So you're getting it in one hand and giving it back to them in the other. So I agree, the least they know, the better. It's only a couple of nails.
All right, thank you very much indeed. I think the majority today believe
that... What's the majority saying?
It's wrong to snitch. It is wrong to pick up the phone and ring social welfare and rat somebody out for doing few nails.
It is.
Okay.
A wise man once said to myself and Adrian, tax are for carpets.
That's what he said. That's exactly what he said.
Tax are for carpets.
Although Dara doesn't want to be paying any tax at all.
Are you? But sure, but move
for
to
roads and shit.
Move to Dubai then, Dara. Oh no, Dara would move to Dubai.
Why?
She's a feminist.
Oh yeah.
Same as my wife. I wanted to go on holidays to Dubai last year. No, won't go there.
Don't blame her. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification of our next episode.